if you're in that age. Young professional worker, how many of you young classify young professional workers? All right. Am I succeeding enough? Am I success enough? Young parent, we have some young parent in this room. Am I raising my children correctly? Some of the children are very young, and then they're already thinking about 5 or 10 years from now. Single people usually wonder, will I ever find the right person? I don't know. Maybe you may have different questions, but at least that went through my mind when I prepared this sermon. But most of the believers quietly wonder, am I growing spiritually or am I stuck? Maybe. It may happen, it may not. So we live in the culture obsessed with comparison. If you get on the social network, Facebook or TikTok, whatever, you will see the comparison. Someone else is more successful than you. So it put the idea in your mind, maybe you're not worthy. Or even somebody may be attractive than you. Okay? When you look in the mirror, you see yourself beautiful. But when you surf the social network and suddenly, you know, you can blow yourself down and you bump somebody up, more spiritually, more accomplished, or more fulfilled. As a result, so many Christians today, especially your age, I had the same sermon for the older adult in the Vietnamese congregation, will be a different approach in how they see yourself. Live with anxiety and sometimes just exhausted. Insecurity, spiritual exhaustion. But yet, when you go back and you read the First John, especially chapter 2, verse 12 to 14, he does not measure each one of you by your income, by your success, by your career, by your education, by your achievement, or even your social status. What exactly he tried to communicate to the people 1,000 years ago and communicate to us today. He measures spiritual maturity. He reminds all of us, me and also you, regardless of your stage of growth, all of us belong to Christ. So if you read, eventually we go through verse by verse, he speaks to spiritual children. He speaks to spiritual young man, young woman. He speaks to the spiritual father, mother. Okay? His message is very, very simple. We go through today. God wants every believer to continue to grow. The Christian life is not like a stuck or remain where you started, because it is about maturing in Christ. And probably from the last few sermon, people or the speaker already go back, you know, review the background. So I can refresh your memory a little bit about the background of First John. Apostle John, when he wrote the letter John to believer facing the false teaching, confusion, and spiritual uncertainty. Some false teacher show up causing the people to doubt about salvation. Other was promised, but with the false view or distorted view about Jesus. So he wrote First John to strengthen the assurance and courage the people, a believer, about spiritual maturity. Through the letter, if you complete reading First John, he repeats emphasize about the truth. Some of you already talked to me about what exactly absolute truth and relative truth. For the next few weeks, the new website will be introduced on in English at first, and eventually we'll update to the Vietnamese. We'll have a whole series of what exactly absolute truth and what exactly relative truth. But if we can distinguish absolute truth and relative truth, you can face whatever the world throw at you. Okay? But when you're not clear about absolute truth, relative truth, and sometimes you may get confused. And of course, we go back to the letter of John. First John, roughly about 24 iconic foundation doctrine. And in there, probably 8 to 10 is absolute truth. We cannot modify or mix it up, and the rest of them very much relative truth. And relative truth, you can negotiate, you can get along with Presbyterian, Methodist, different belief system. Okay, so he emphasized the truth about the love, obedience, assurance, and spiritual growth. And I call that absolutely truth. We cannot negotiate. So we go back to the 1 John chapter 2, verse 12 to 14. He described three stages of spiritual development. So he's not speaking primarily about physical age. He described about spiritual maturity. So every believer will fall somewhere in this stage. Okay? So, chapter 2, verse 12, 1 John, I am writing to you, little children, it's me, the new believer, because your sins are forgiven for his name's sake. So the first truth John emphasizes is not about performance. He's talking about forgiveness. So the foundation of Christianity is not what we do for what we do for Christ, but it is what Christ has done for us. That's absolutely true about salvation by grace. So many one of us live under tremendous pressure. Pressure to succeed, okay? Pressure to earn approval. We live, but we expect somebody to approve you. Pressure to prove ourselves, okay? Many of the young people carry iconic hidden guilt. Some may carry the past failures, broken relationship, addiction, and some live with the regret. Okay? John begin to remind the believer, your identity starts with forgiveness, not achievement, not performance, not comparison with somebody else. Forgiveness. That's the first truth. So that's what he communicates. Second truth, because Christ, he died on the cross, because his death, the resurrection, believer, each one of us, me or you, just stand justified before God. So that reason why Romans chapter 5, verse 1 say, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God. And this is absolutely truth, because when you have Jesus Christ, you'll be justified, and you should live in peace with God, because you are saved. What exactly the meaning of the word justification? It means God's declares us righteousness, righteous in front of Him, even though we sin. But because the blood of Christ covers, through God's eyes, He considers us as righteous. Our sins are forgiven. Christ's righteousness is credited to us. And this is the foundation of assurance, and that the absolute truth. You can hear a lot of theory, a lot of doctrine, but sometimes they mix between absolute truth and relative truth. For the next few weeks, when the new website run out on in the English, focus on your age group and the English group. Make sure you go through the iconics, the Christian worldview, so you can face the world under the eyes of Christ, as so you will be more strengthened. So many of us try to earn what God has already given already. Some of us may try to earn acceptance, try to earn God's love, try to earn forgiveness. But the gospel of Jesus Christ already say, you obey because you are accepted. You do not obey in order to become accepted. When you believe in Christ, your sin have been forgiven. You don't have to try to earn forgiveness. So when you understand this, the blessing will follow you. You live in peace, and the Bible said you have peace with God. And that's the absolute truth. Imagine some of you have a kid. I have to pick on some young parent with kid here. Okay, because I have grandchildren, and Julia learned how to walk. So imagine the child learned to walk. The father does not expect that the child every time, you know, walk, you know, kept straight line, okay? But we walk and then fall down. So as a parent, we don't expect the child learn to walk and just like can run, okay? But expect the child will fall down. So what exactly the father or the mom, the parent doing? Pick up the child up, okay? Encourage your kid, the children, okay? Help him to continue. Yeah, go, walk, okay? And that how God treat his children, especially the new believer. So God does not love you because you perform. God loves you because you belongs to Him. And that's the absolute truth. So you and I understand the spiritual life is not meant to stop at the childhood. God wants His children to grow stronger. If you have the children, your child learn how to walk, and let's just say for the next few years, he continued to learn to walk and he kept falling down. As a parent, you would wonder something wrong with the child. Okay? The same thing, God wants his children to grow stronger. And that point number two, spiritual young men are strong in spiritual battle. And that reason why he said, you have overcome the evil one. The Christian life is not a playground. Okay, some of you have kids. You take the kid to the playground, they run around, look like they have fun. But life is not just a playground for fun. It's a battlefield. And the Bible talks about that. Young adults, spiritual young adults, face enormous spiritual battle, materialism. It's a battle. Career is good, but if career is adultery, that becomes a problem. Social media addiction. I visit one of family at the dinner, Okay, the father and the kid. They had three kids, and I'm three, eight from four to nine. Get in there. I say, so why do you have a dinner? The dinner that where the parent talking with the kid, hey, how's your day? That kind of thing. And here they pop and they talk about the war in Iran, some movie star collapse, something like that. It's just World Cup, who win, who lose. Okay? So they don't have the real conversation. Okay? They can talk about the World Cup. That's fine, but not just like this. Okay? And that would be depression. Even the young people, they have the depression, anxiety. I just talked last week to one kid, only 8 years old. Eight. And have the idea of commit suicide in the mind of this young kid. Anxiety, depression, loneliness, and identity confusion. And become a big problem for the young people today. So John, he reminds believers, you and I, you are not helpless. You this, because you will, when you talk with the younger generation, younger than you, they may face something, it's pretty bad. You are not helpless. You are strong in Christ. So John said, the word of God abides in you. Victory come through God's word. Jesus defeated Satan by using what? The scripture, the Bible. Remember when he 40 days in the desert, and in the 40 days, probably the physical condition of kind of like weak. So the devil take him out, and then the devil or the Satan use scripture to try to swing him away. And Jesus Christ also used the scripture, the Bible verse, to against Satan. So believers overcome by remaining grounded in God's truth. It means you have to have some Bible verse, scripture, to help you to defend from the outside forces. So for single person, some of you are probably still single, John communicate to you, do not allow loneliness to drive you away from God. Let loneliness drive you toward Christ. For young professional, do not build your identity to your career. Career can be disappeared. Christ remain forever. Okay? One of our young people, only 22 years old, and he got a good job, and it only lasts for 1 week. And now yesterday, he asked, Pastor, can you pray for me? And of course, he sent out a bunch of resumes, go through the process. And I remember when he got the job, he just so happy, invite some of us to his celebration lunch. And we pray for him. Last for 1 week. So what I'm trying to communicate, if we build identity on your career, your job can disappear. But Christ remains forever. For young parents, some of you young parents, your greatest challenge is not raising successful children. It kind of like, what? I want to raise successful children. But your greatest challenge to raising disciples. So when you raise a children, a disciple, everything else will fall in place. have two kids that were very successful now, but I raised them as disciples of Jesus Christ, and everything fell in place. God bless their career, God bless the family, the children, and the same thing. Okay? They focus to disciple their children. It's me and my grandchildren now. And God keep open the way. And that's the meaning of blessing. Okay? Yes, we pray and we love our kid to be success in school, job, everything else. But remember, first priority, discipleship them. And everything else will fall in place. And that's the key. Because sometimes so many people spend just about every hour of the day, you know, go through social media. Their mind become filled with everyone else's opinion. Yet, they only spend few minutes with the scripture. Eventually, the culture become louder than God's. Okay? So you cannot defeat lies if you do not know the truth. And where do you got the truth? It's from the scripture. The weak Bible life produces a weak spiritual life. A strongest Christian is not the busiest Christian, but the most surrendered Christian. And everything else will fall in place. And that's the absolute truth, not a relative truth. So spiritual children know forgiveness. Spiritual young men, young women fight spiritual battle. But God wants believers to continue to grow in toward maturity. And that's the third point I want to communicate to you. Spiritual father know God deeply. Verse 13 and 14, you know him who is from the beginning. So what exactly John tried to communicate to us? Because the highest level of spiritual maturity is not, I repeat, is not the knowledge about God. Knowledge about God is good, but not the highest level of spiritual maturity. It is the intimacy with God. Because the spiritual fathers, some of you eventually will be spiritual fathers, know God personally. It goes through the stage, get to the third stage, you know God personally. And they have walked with him through success. They walk with him through failures, joys, suffering, waiting. Third part is waiting. Okay? Disappointment. So it means they go through life with up and down, face a lot of challenge, but they walk with God every which way. And I usually use the word like we go through the season of life. So through every season of life, they have discovered God's faithfulness. God faithful with us when we success. Recognize that. God faithful with us when we fail. Okay? When we rejoice, when we suffering, and even when we wait. This morning when I share, every day I share the message from 7 to 8 o'clock with, in the morning. Okay, for a group of people, roughly about 30 or 31, and this morning share the message. The most difficult parts of the Christian when you pray and seem like God not answer. Look like he quiet. You pray for the illness and you pray for years and he quiet, he not answer. And he keep on praying. But initially you may question why he not listen to your prayer. But when you go through the process, especially in Psalm 28, okay, and at the end you find out he already answered, but you not recognize. You can praise him. Because the way God answers, sometimes you not recognize it. Okay? And he always faithfully answer your prayer. Okay? So go through life, you would recognize he's God always faithful. Okay? So Christian maturity is a lifelong. Nobody or no believer ever graduate from a spiritual growth. God continues to transform you, transform his people into Christ's image. So many believers in their 30s, some of you probably get ready to hit 30 years old or past 30, okay, busy building what? Your career, your home, your family. But sometimes if you neglect your soul, your spiritual, and then after the end, when you look back, you may have a very successful career. You have beautiful home, beautiful family. You may have financial security, but your spiritual still empty. So the greatest need of your life is not just more success, but the deeper fellowship with Christ. That's what John tried to communicate 1,000 years ago, and his message, his truth, is still conveyed to us today. If you go to the backyard, you know we have the garden in the back, okay? You see a lot of trees. When we bought this church, or when God gave us this church here, the tree actually very, very young, okay? But now it's really tall. It provides shade. But you also see quite a few trees very much. They get old and then they collapse. Still have one in the back, okay? That's the stage of life. So you find out the mature tree survives storm. See, the Houston, we go through quite a few hurricanes, but most of them survive, okay? Because the root is really deep into the ground, will survive. And the same thing, okay, spiritual life, you have to have a very deep root in the ground, in Christ. So the goal of Christianity is not merely knowing about God, okay, but knowing God. Not just the knowledge about him, but you really, really know him. Spiritual maturity is measured by intimacy with Christ, not number of years in church. And if you go in the backyard, you see the tree, just remember the deep roots of the tree will produce, you know, beautiful tree. If you grow the fruit tree, it will bear fruit. And that's absolutely true. So what exactly John tried to communicate, he presented to each one of us a beautiful picture of spiritual growth. As the children spiritually know forgiveness. The young man, you know you have the victory in Christ. Nobody can tell you fail, okay? You earn, you know your victory in Christ. And if you are the father, the mother, you know God. And you understand each stage of life is valuable. Learn something about each stage of life. And each stage of life is necessary. And none of that is a final destination. Okay? Until the day you see him. Okay? But if you get up in the morning, you still breathing. Okay? and you're still talking. You need to move forward in Christ. Don't get stuck. Stand still. God counts every believer to keep growing. Okay? So what exactly how we link a John, 1 John, couple of verses with the gospel? Okay? Because John also talking about the gospel of Jesus Christ. He explained the reason for spiritual growth is possible because Jesus Christ already accomplished salvation. So each one of you, when you believe in Jesus Christ, you are sure you have salvation. And God created us for what? Okay? It took me a long time to understand. God created us, me and you. It's for know Him, to know God. But the reason sometimes we get kind of confused because it can sin separates us from God. And that reason why Jesus Christ came into the world. He lived a perfect life. So, which we could not live a perfect life. He died on the cross because of our sin. He rose again from the dead. And everyone who repent and trust in Christ will receive God. What? And John talking about forgiveness, okay, new life, and you are adopted to the family of God, and for sure you have eternal life. So the question I would ask, where are you in the spiritual growth? Where are you? Okay? And perhaps you are the young believer. Perhaps you are the spiritual child. You understand your forgiveness. Perhaps you're a young believer. You're still fighting the difficult battle. Perhaps you grow, but you tired. You're weary. You need to renew the strength. Perhaps you had never trusted Christ at all. So today, Jesus invites you. Some of you, if you listen to the broadcasting, today Jesus invites you. He said, he asked, come to Him. Trust Him. Grow in Him. Remain in Him. And each one of us discover that He is faithful through every stage of life. Let us stand up so I can close to pray. In the prayer, dear God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, and thank you for forgive our sin through Jesus Christ. I pray that you strengthen us in spiritual battle, deepen our relationship with you, help us grow from spiritual infancy to spiritual maturity. Let your word abide in us, and let our lives reflect the beauty of Christ in every season of our life. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.